Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today is the feast of Saints Joachim and Anne, the parents of Mary, the Blessed Mother. Pope Francis says this: Saints Joachim and Anne were part of a long chain of people who had transmitted their faith and love for God, expressed in the warmth and love of family life, down to Mary, who received the Son of God in her womb and who gave him to the world, to us. How precious is the family as the privileged place for transmitting the faith. Many of us are living through challenging times right now with our children and grandchildren, and the faith going through a great deal of difficulty right now. And yes, talk to your children. Yes, do what you can, humanly speaking. But at the same time, I think the most important thing is prayer. And prayer, asking the intercession of Saints Joachim and Anne, would be a marvelous, marvelous way to pray. These parents of Mary must have prayed for their child too. Ask them to pray with you for your children who have left the faith, turned away. It's the privileged place, the family, of fostering faith, says Pope Francis. And there are times when you did everything you could and it still didn't, the faith still was not transmitted or the faith was turned away from. Don't give up. Don't at all give up. Just pray. Pray every day. Take time every day to pray. Not just a quick prayer. Take 10, 15 minutes every day and pray. Decade of the Rosary. Pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Pray however you choose to pray. Time before the Blessed Sacrament. And pray that the faith that was planted in your children would not be squelched, would not be destroyed, but that it would grow again. Pray for that. God will hear your prayer. Let's take a look at the first reading here from the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 1 to 5, and then 9 to 15. The children of Israel set out from Elam and came into the desert of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departure from the land of Egypt. So these are the people that Moses led out. These are the people that went through the Red Sea. These are the people who complained, and then God showed them his way and took care of them. But now, here in the desert, the whole assembly of the children of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. We never seem to be satisfied, do we? The children of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt as we sat by our flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. But you had to lead us out into this desert to make the whole community die of famine." This is when you want to give up leadership. It is. This is when it's really hard. And that's what happened to Moses here. Just let us die. And then the Lord said to Moses, see, the Lord always comes through. "I will now rain down bread from heaven for you. Each day the people are to go out and gather their daily portion. Thus will I test them to see whether they follow my instructions or not. On the sixth day, however, when they prepare what they bring in, let it be twice as much as they gather on the other days to protect the Sabbath." No work on the Sabbath. And then Moses said to Aaron, "Tell the whole congregation of the children of Israel, present yourselves before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling." And when Aaron announced this to the whole assembly of the children of Israel, they turned toward the desert, and lo, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "I have heard the grumbling of the children of Israel." Remember, God hears every word of every prayer. Or actually of everything you say. God hears every word. "Tell them, in the evening twilight you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread, so that you may know that I, the Lord, am your God. God is providing, specifically providing for these people. In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning, a dew lay all about the camp. And when the dew evaporated, there on the surface of the desert were fine flakes like hoarfrost on the ground. On seeing that, the children of Israel asked one another, "What is this? What is it?" For they did not know what it was. But Moses told them, "This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat." So once again, they're crossing the Red Sea and God parts the waters. Now they're out in the desert and hungry and obviously not very hopeful. They're upset, and of course they blame their leader. And again, look what God provides. Look what God does. Moses had to have great faith in God, that God would come through many times, even when it seemed like there was disaster ahead. He kept turning to God, so that if God wanted to go to the right or the left, so to speak, they would be able to follow. A true leader really has to have the Lord right in front of him if he wants to be successful. Brothers and sisters, let's give up our complaining. Let's actually start to grow in gratitude for what God has done and for what God has given or is giving or will give. Will give. Open your heart. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon his timing. It's never our timing. But God knows when all the pieces are orchestrated and together in a way that bears fruit for even more people. Trust him. Psalm 78, the Lord gave them bread from heaven. Yes, he did. And he gives us bread from heaven in the Eucharist. Feed on the Eucharist as often as you can, that you might be more and more nourished by his body and by his blood. May it produce ever deeper, sincere, courageous, generous sons and daughters of God. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9, on that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, now remember, there they are, they're sitting by the sea. It might be fine, and then there might be all kinds of bugs and difficulties, and there might be children crying, and there might be people who are perhaps sick that day. But there they are. And they sat down by the sea, and he spoke to them. A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60. Or 30-fold, whoever has ears ought to hear. Whoever has ears ought to hear. One of the things that the Lord wants us to do is to cultivate an ability to hear when God speaks. To cultivate an ability to hear when God speaks. As it's always whispered, it's a thought. It's not like you hear a booming voice. It's a thought. It's a thought you've never had before. It has to be tested out. Or just a sense, I should go in this direction, or I should withhold this, or I should do this. If you're constantly coming before the Lord and asking him, you'll know very clearly the answer and the peace that goes with it, even if it's not what you want to do. If you really sought the Lord on a situation, and you told the Lord you would do what he asks, and he asks you to do something that isn't exactly what you would choose, put your trust in him rather than in yourself. It has to be tested out. I always say that when you pray, get a sense from the Lord, test it out with other people, with people who know you, with people who know your strengths and weaknesses. Say, what do you think? This is my sense from the Lord. What do you think? That's called wisdom. You don't do it with 5, 10, 20, 30 people, but with one or two people whose wisdom you really trust. God hears us through that. Because what we want is the seed to fall on good ground. And it's pride and arrogance. It's unforgiveness. It's bitterness. It's lust. It's anger. It's all those things that keep us from hearing the Lord and doing his will. So when you've got a difficult problem and you come to the Lord again, please talk to people who have wisdom in these areas. Talk to them. But you play a part too. You don't just depend on that. You come before the Lord and you say, Lord, help me. I've got two or three possibilities here. I don't know which one to take. What do you want? And then you just ask yourself, Lord, I know that I can tend to be stingy, so don't let my stinginess influence this. Lord, I tend to be fearful. Don't let my fear block me from being able to hear your wisdom and hear your truth. Just be honest with the Lord. Say, help me. Show me. Because God wants the seed of his word and the seed of his plans for your life to fall on rich soil and produce fruit 30 or 60 or 100-fold. That's what God wants. But again, as I said the other day, we have to be willing to be humble. That is to say, all right, Lord, this is what I think, but I will do whatever you think. Help me. Show me. Sometimes it's exactly what you think, and sometimes it isn't. Do you trust God more than you trust yourself? Do you trust God more than your own greed? What sins keep you from hearing God clearly? Pride, arrogance, greed. Lust, those are the things that keep you from hearing God. But if you come to him as simply as you can and say, Lord, I want the seed that you're sowing in my life to bear fruit. I don't want the birds to come and take it away. I want to bear fruit for you. See, the world doesn't give you that kind of a goal. The world gives you goals in terms of money, sex, and power. Ultimately, you don't want those goals. You want the goals of justice and peace and joy of the Holy Spirit. You want the grace of being obedient and the eternal fruit that it will bear. May God bless you and lead you. For a free copy of my latest booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings, please call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.